Okay, with inflation running rampant, Scotiabank is out with a fairly stinging indictment of the federal government's response, or lack thereof. The bank saying fiscal policymakers are, quote, doing nothing of any significance to slow inflation. And joining us now for more on this story is Mike Moffitt, who's an assistant professor at the Ivy School of Business, Western University, also senior director, Smart Prosperity Institute. Mike, good afternoon. Thanks as always for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Give us your take on Scotiabank's take on the federal government's response. Are they truly doing nothing of any significance right now?
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment. And as Scotiabank points out, that in normal times, it is the responsibility of the Bank of Canada, not the federal government, to do something about inflation. That it's within the bank's mandate, and they can control interest rates to raise or lower inflation. But these are not normal times, and it's not normal for Canada to have inflation at 6.8%, which it was last month. That Scotiabank's opinion is that the government should be helping out the Bank of Canada, not making the Bank of Canada do all the heavy lifting itself. And the federal government can do that by either raising taxes or cutting spending and trying to cool off inflation.
Well, as you mentioned, the bank has done their part, albeit according to some, maybe a little late when it comes to inflation and raising those interest rates. What specifically could the government, what sort of levers could they pull here when it comes to trying to cool off these rising prices?
Well, basically, what they need to do is reduce spending. They need to pull some money out of the economy. So the federal government has two big levers to do that. The first would be raising taxes, so basically taking money out of people's pockets and taking it out of the economy. Or the second would be to cut spending. What Scotiabank recommends is the latter, that they're seeing federal government spending rise between about 4% and 5% a year. They say if instead the government could get it down to about 2.5%, that would help the inflation target. But the Scotiabank also points out that that's easier to say in theory than in practice, because we can all sort of agree that the federal government may be spending too much money, but, you know, once it comes to any one specific cut, you know, whether it be healthcare or the military or something else, you know, once we get into specifics, that's where people start to have problem with the idea of cutting spending.
Okay, so should Canadians expect a tax raise, do you think? I mean, you look at the record spending we saw during the pandemic, and you mentioned military just a moment ago. We know that there was a big investment announced yesterday in the Canadian military. So if we take that as a signal, it looks like the federal government isn't looking at cutting spending anytime soon. So are taxes, do you think, are they on the way up?
I don't think so. And in fact, I think all the political pressures are in the other direction. You see the opposition asking for things like a holiday on gas taxes. And that's, you know, understandable. I just filled up the other day and, you know, it's over $2 a liter. So I don't think we're going to go there. And I think, you know, what's probably going to happen is the federal government is going to insist that the Bank of Canada continue to do the heavy lifting on this, just for that reason that, you know, it's one thing to be able to talk about spending cuts or, you know, tax increases in theory. But once the rubber hits the road, that these things tend to be pretty unpopular.
There's new inflation numbers coming out tomorrow morning. Are we expecting further price increases?
Certainly. So again, the last number was 6.8%. In the street is expecting that will come in around 7. So it may be even higher. We saw the United States numbers go up as well. So it does look like there's a little bit more hikes to come, but you know, hopefully by the summer we start moving in the opposite direction. But yeah, I'm expecting a higher number than we had last month.
Mention those U.S. numbers, Mike. How much is this rising prices a global phenomenon, and how much of this is just within Canada and within the, I guess, purview of the federal government to perhaps do something?
Yeah, so most of it is, you know, most of the sort of core issues are global in nature. So you've got war in Ukraine. You had the big lockdown in China, which is limiting the amount of consumer goods. We've had some issues with the food supply, again, partly due to Ukraine and also partly due to some drought. So overall, you know, most of this inflation is from global factors. But that doesn't suggest that there aren't things that we can do about that, that we can offset that through higher interest rates, by lowering government spending. So although the causes are international in nature, we do have tools to help lower inflation in Canada, again, should we choose to use them.
All right, just got about 30 seconds, but speaking of those tools, if we are indeed anticipating more bad news when it comes to rising prices with the inflation numbers out tomorrow, do you expect in the short term, in the next, I don't know, a few days, week or so, that the federal government, Chrystia Freeland, might make some of these announcements we've been talking about?
There's certainly room, I think, for them to do more. I think Minister Freeland's speech didn't go over as well as I think the federal government had hoped. So I do think there is room for the government to be a little bit more aggressive on this file.
All right, Mike, appreciate the time and the analysis as always. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. There goes Mike Moffitt, assistant professor at the Ivy School of Business at Western University, and also the senior director of Smart Prosperity Institute. And that does it for our time here on this Tuesday. Thanks, as always, for yours. I'm Jeff MacArthur. Have a great rest of the afternoon. Stay cool, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.